Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of the Quick Blog Podcast, where we'll be previewing the Champions Trophy final, doing a little bit of a tactical deep dive where the game could be won and lost, and have our predictions as to who will win. I'm sure, you know, we all know what Nash will predict, but it'll be very interesting to hear his thoughts and how he's feeling ahead of this final, where India have a chance of a second straight ICC trophy after winning the T20 World Cup last year. Nash, how are you feeling? What are your thoughts ahead of the final?
Which confident, is just a couple confident, of days away. Confident, but a bit nervous as well. I know New Zealand are not pushovers by any means. They have been the second best team in the tournament, and rightly so. They are in the finals now. So I am confident in this Indian team. They are certainly the best team in the tournament, but they were the best team in 2020 World Cup as well. But let's not go there again. And yeah, it's just on the day they have to be confident and back their ability to take it as a big match, as a big, you know, an ICC trophy, second straight ICC trophy if they win. So they have to be conscious of how they play Mitchell Santner. That's going to be the really key, really key thing for India and the top order, how they tackle Mitchell Santner, and whether he comes in the first 10 overs or whether he's, you know, bowling in the middle overs. We'll have to wait and see. But I think New Zealand have good spinning options as well, because
they do.
You obviously got Santner, they got Bracewell, they got Ravindra, they got Phillips. You know, so they have people who can do the job in the spin department and make it difficult for the batters in the middle overs.
Absolutely. And I think New Zealand are well equipped to give India some problems in this final. I think they're a genuine chance. But before we go into some of the key matchups and those sort of matchups that could decide the game or have a huge influence on the game, in terms of your 11 for India, look, it looks very settled in terms of the top eight. That's set in stone. But would you make a change? Because one change, you know, that could be very interesting, and I think India would benefit from, is actually Washington Sundar in the side, maybe for Kuldeep Yadav. I just worry about Kuldeep in the big games, and I think Washington with his off spin can target the New Zealand left handers. What do you think?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I understand where it's coming from as well. And it is a tempting option, isn't it? You know, to have someone like Sundar who can provide that batting
action
as well. And he's no muck with the bat.
Imagine having Sundar batting at nine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And now that you've mentioned it, I've realized it could be a really tempting option for Gambhir and Rohit Sharma to go with that. But look, I think it's too harsh on Kuldeep Yadav not to back him. I know I sat here last episode and said he hasn't turned up in the big games. And yes, that's correct. But, you know, this is where you back your bowlers. This is where you back your player who may be short on confidence. Who, if you're looking at him as a long-term option to 2027, 2026, T20 World Cup, 2027, 50-over World Cup and beyond, that I think this is where he needs to gain his confidence and show his management and show his captain that he can do the job, that he can step up for India in these big games.
It's interesting because, you know, maybe there's not that room for that sentiment in a big final. Sometimes you've got to make the tough calls, the big decisions, the cutthroat decision to say, yes, we like you, you know, you're a key man in our team, but we just worry about this, this, and this. And we think Sundar can give us, you know, this different option, this, you know, something that New Zealand haven't seen yet in this tournament. And of course, Sundar was so great in the tests, but obviously that's test cricket against New Zealand last year. But just Sundar on that pitch where ball's a bit quicker and it can get that ball to just straighten a little bit, similar to what Santner does for New Zealand, right? Get that ball to straighten a little bit and challenge, well, I think not even only the left-handers, but also the right-handers with the one that goes straight on as well. So there's that option
and
there.
Look, And you're right. If you consider the spin, the spin department, if you consider Kuldeep Yadav and Sundar side by side, then both take the ball away from the left-handers, but
Correct.
it's the batting and the fielding that are that might just tempt the management to tip the scales towards Sundar.
I
But
wouldn't only say that. I wouldn't only say that, man. It's the speed of the delivery that he bowls at as well. I think
yeah,
Kuldeep will be bowling a
absolutely.
bit too slowly on this Dubai
Yep.
pitch, which we assume will be slow again.
Yeah,
So Sundar
exactly.
provides that little bit of a different, that finger spinning option. Look, that's what I would do if I was a part of the Indian team management. But look, Kuldeep can come out and take a fifer for four I know in the final, and it can pay
Yeah,
off. So
exactly.
it
Exactly. I
was
mean,
an interesting call.
it is, and it'll be interesting now that you've mentioned the speed of the ball, the pitch. Just wanted to touch on New Zealand's bowling attack as well. They've done superbly well in this
Yes.
tournament so far. It'll be interesting to see if they go with the three seam option again in Dubai.
Agree.
Obviously the semi-final, Matt Henry, Jameson and Willow Rourke played the match in semi-finals, but will be interesting to see what sort of combination they go with, because two fast bowling options and then the rest spinners. They have good spinners as well. They have Bracewell, Santner, who have done a really good job as well, and Phillips, who can
Phillips
provide
and Ravindra.
a few overs as
Ravindra as
well.
well. Rachin Ravindra can bowl left arm spin too. So they've got spin options. So they may stick with the three fast bowlers, with Willow Rourke providing that hit the deck option in the middle. I think for Willow Rourke, he's got to keep it a bit tighter than what he did in Lahore. I thought he was a bit wide of the off stump. On these sort of pitches, if you can hit the deck and keep it nice and tight into the stumps, it'd be quite effective. Similar to what, of course, Australia did in that 2023 final. Nice and tight. But
The
no, look, yeah.
the only thing for New Zealand, the negative or if I have to criticize in terms of bowling, is unlike India or unlike, let's say, Australia, they don't have a fast bowling batting option like Hardik Pandya or a Stoinis or a Cam Green. Yes, there you can consider Daryl Mitchell, who can give you balls, the seam up deliveries in a few overs, but he's not a Hardik Pandya or a
No,
Cam Green, who can actually
I
bowl
don't
ten
expect him to
overs.
bowl. No, I don't expect him to bowl at all. Given the spin options they have, and
And that's why they will be temp sorry, my point was that's why they might be tempted to play the three seamers.
yeah, I think they probably will, given the spin options they have. As we've said, like they've got a number of spin options there that could also bat. So, and Santner leading the way. I think Ravindra might have a very important role to play with the ball, given he's the left arm spinner as well. Phillips and Bracewell are, the right arm off spinners, but it's a very right-hand dominant Indian batting lineup. So Ravindra will be very important on this pitch. Keep it nice and tight, and build some pressure with Santner in the middle. I think it promises to be a very fascinating game. I think New Zealand are comfortably the best side in the tournament in terms of the challenge they can provide India, and they've had a taste of the Dubai conditions already in the tournament, the last game of the group phase. And even though they lost that game, and the pitch might not be as slow and might not spin as much in the final potentially, at least they've had a taste of the conditions there and the environment. They've got a little bit of experience coming into it. So yeah, I give them a red hot chance personally. I think they're a very good chance of beating India. Particularly the trouble they've given India over the years in ICC events. I don't think this is one India can take lightly. It's not a given, although they're the favourites. Onto the matchups in the final. The key matchups we think could decide this final. The one that, ultimately comes to my mind is Santner against Kohli.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that as
Yeah,
well.
this is the big matchup for me in terms of the left arm spinner of Santner, who's just in incredible form across formats, but how good he was in the semi-final against South Africa, finding that spin, just keeping them quiet, the Proteas in that middle.
I would
Think
actually
if
even
he can get
say
Kohli early, that might send a few shockwaves.
top three versus Santner. I would also say, I understand why you're saying Kohli and
It's
fixating on
more so
him,
in the middle
but
overs, right? I expect that
exactly,
will
yeah.
take place.
But if like I said earlier, if Santner comes into bowl in the first 10, and if the top two batters are still in, that's going to be really interesting to see,
So if the
because
top two batters are stealing, that'll be a big advantage for India, because I've got Matt Henry against Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill for that matter as a huge matchup as well, given Henry can trouble Rohit, especially with the one that nips back into the front pad. these are huge matchups, and I think New Zealand, in terms of Henry and Santner, can lead the way for the other bowlers to come off the back of it. Because what you want as a captain, from Santner's perspective, is you want to be able to sneak in Ravindra and Phillips and Bracewell when new batters are trying to get set. I think this is something that Steve Smith did really well throughout the tournament. When he had an opportunity to fill in for that fifth bowler, he did it when guys are trying to get set. And that's the good art of captaincy. And Santner would want that. He wouldn't want to be bowling. I know Phillips and Bracewell and Ravindra are all very decent bowlers, but you want to have them coming in to bowl against new guys trying to get set, and the pressure's on. You can maybe put the squeeze on and sneak a few overs here and there and build that pressure. So absolutely vital if New Zealand can pick those regular wickets and Santner can get really good crack at the ball.
One thing I think New Zealand bowlers, especially the fast bowlers, or only the fast bowlers, not especially, only the fast bowlers have to be sort of keep in mind, and I think international teams have done this against Rohit Sharma because he's one of the best players of the short ball, in white ball cricket. And one of the mistakes that oppositions had in 2023 World Cup was they were trying to feed him in that area and were trying to get him out either deep square
Caught,
leg or fine leg on a top edge, but every single time he cleared the field easily. And this time I'm trying to think if I've seen Rohit Sharma play the pull shot that much, and I can't, because in the opposition have been really good to bowl him on the offside, make him drive, make him play straight, bowl to his weaknesses rather than his make his strengths into the weakness. And that's going to be really key, because all three New Zealand bowlers are hit the deck. They bowl sort of they bowl the shorter length, and it's going to be really interesting to see how Rohit Sharma tackles if they don't bowl him
Particularly
there. And
Jamieson and O'Rourke will hit that shorter length
exactly.
compared to Henry, who's a bit more top of the stumps. But as well, I think it's a big game for Rohit. I mean, he's looked okay in this tournament for the most part, but hasn't gone on to get that big score and given his wicket away a few times. So, look, the thing is, when you're looking in pretty good touch, you want to own the game. I think for a player of his stature and his class and his amazing career record, you want to own the game and don't leave it for anyone else to do, because you get out early as well. There's no guarantee again that if you find yourself three down like you did in the group game against New Zealand, there's no guarantee that you get bailed out by Shreyas Iyer and Akshar Patel this time around. You don't want to be three down for not many, so you want to take it upon yourself
I
as a
mean,
captain.
I thought Akshar Patel is just born for that. I thought Akshar Patel
The
is just
Border
born
Gavaskar
to bail
Trophy.
India out every single
But there's
game.
always a law of averages involved, and this is a final. So as I said, look, the thing is, you just want to own the situation and take it upon yourself. And it's a big game for Rohit. It's a big game for Gill as well. We know how good he is in ODI cricket, but for him to play a big innings in a big game in a final would be really big for him. Because if he fails in this game, I just think that noise around Gill in those big semi-finals and finals will just grow a bit louder, and you don't want that. So big game for him. So if the top three can set a platform for India, it just makes life easier for the middle, and that you can just sit on Mitch Santner a little bit, go after the other bowlers, and then New Zealand's death bowling is a problem, I think. And if you can have players set for that, particularly if India bat first, you can go big in that last 10 overs. So this is really, really important from India's perspective. On the other side, I've got a big matchup. Varun Chakravarti against Rachin Ravindra. I think that could be a big matchup. Or even Washington Sundar if they play him. Just that ball going away potentially from the left-hander, because Ravindra is on fire. 500s in ICC tournaments. He's only played one and a half tournaments. He's got five. So India need his wicket early. What are you saying? Maybe Shami as well?
India need his wicket first ball. It's going to be really he's one he's a future superstar, and I think I
Player.
mean he's a superstar right now as well. But yeah, like you said, in the last game, Rohit Sharma held Chakravarti I think he brought him in a bit late against Travis
I
Head.
think
But I
so.
think if things are not working for Shami or I'm blanked. Who's the other fast bowler?
Hardik
Hardik Pandya. Sorry, Hardik
Pandya.
Pandya. He could bring
There's always the
Chakravarti
temptation
earlier.
to open with the spinner. Get
And
Hardik
Chakravarti
Pandya
could be
bowling in
that
the
bowler.
middle with the older ball a little bit, open with your spinner potentially. Again, I
And
think this
please, please,
game,
please have a slip. Please have a slip.
yeah, I think Rohit's got to be a bit more brave in certain situations. But I think this is a game, both teams know each other well. It's just going to be, do you have any surprises? It could be in selection, it could be in tactics during the game. Are you brave enough to try a couple of different things during the game and also in your team selection, as I said, something like Washington Sundar in the 11, or for New Zealand, even bringing Devin Conway in. Like, that's an option for them too. I don't know who for. Will Young is a very good player, Will Young, and that'd be harsh if he's left out. But, Conway's a pretty good player of spin, and he could be a very good player in this final. So are you brave enough? And it's going to be fascinating to see which team's brave in this final. And, yeah, Williamson versus Coley and Latham versus, like, Shreyas Iyer, these sort of matchups in terms of the batting and which guy can step up there in the, in the innings. What would you do with the toss before we round up here? What would you do with the toss? Would you bat or bowl?
Okay, I think big game, bat first,
You
put
know
a
what? It doesn't
big
matter
total
for you
on.
guys. You've lost 14 in a row, so it's not as if you've got a choice.
I
I think
mean, what are the chances? Is it 14 or 16? 14,
it's
I think
14 in
15.
a row.
Yeah, oh, it's about to be 15. So yeah, I know.
Surely, surely this has got to be it. Can you imagine
who
the
knows?
ball?
Maybe he'll
Imagine
win this one.
Twitter.
I don't know.
Can you
Maybe
imagine
he'll win this
Twitter?
one, but
What would you do?
yeah, look, big game, put a big total on the board, put pressure early.
Yeah.
And hope your bowlers can do it.
I think given that it hasn't been due in Dubai in this tournament, bat first, get the runs on the board. It worked for India in that final game against New Zealand. Yeah, that's what I would do. And try get as many as you can. Australia were well set. We made the call to bat first in the semi-final. Maybe we should have bowled in hindsight, given the inexperience of the attack, but we were well placed to get a good score. And if either of these two sides get the score that Australia should have got, then I think that'll be a winning one for sure. But very interesting. It should be a great game, though. I give New Zealand a very good
It'll be a
chance.
lovely game. Just I'm just excited to, all the comments, negativity aside, I'm just excited to watch a good game of
It feels
cricket.
like India against the world for you, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, yeah, it does. I'm not going to lie, and I hope India bloody kicks it.
If they don't, then you might be off Twitter for a few days.
That's fine. Oh, that's fine. I mean, that's what
Look, it's
happened
one you
two
got to
years
win, mate.
ago.
You got to win this. Can't lose this. But it should be a very, very good game. And New Zealand have got the players, so look forward to it. Let us know what you guys think. Who's going to win? What are the key matchups? Should either team make changes for the final, or do they stick with what's been working so far? Let us know. You can follow us at Crick Blog Pod on X and Instagram, and Crick Blog TV on YouTube, where you can catch our full episodes as well. Thanks, Nash. Good luck to both teams. And you know what? New Zealand have a very good chance. I reckon they might just pull something off here. So we'll see what happens. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.